hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christine, Marie, and Julie. We're your in-house certified law of attraction coaches, radio talk show hosts. We love being that. We're cool with that.
We just also happen to be mama and daughter.
Yes. And
around here they call me mama.
They call you mama.
That's right.
And I'm gonna. And also, too, I've been messing around with a few things on the computer during this before the show, and I got distracted. So I'm luckily I popped in.
Wow.
That's good. I know. I'm not usually like that.
Yeah.
but I'm all about right now. I'm all about productivity.
You are.
I can
multitasking.
Yeah. So every given moment, it's like, well, can I plug something in right now? Can I do something right this moment?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we'll see.
You just, somehow you channeled Jack Canfield, Tony Robbins. I just don't know, but you've just gotten this, like you said, efficiency.
Today.
And diligence.
Tomorrow, I could wake up going, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Really, I don't feel like it at all. But
it doesn't matter what you feel like.
No, it doesn't.
As long as you look good.
We say that now, but we're just laughing, because it does matter what you feel like. It gives you information and so forth.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. But today we want to have some fun, because I've had a crazy couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have, too.
And, you know, we're just on a bit of we're on a break. We're having fun because we have nobody to interview, and that's because we've chosen that.
We haven't asked anybody. We haven't put out the feelers.
No, we want to just, it's kind of selfish on our part, but this is what we do, me and you. We just, you know, it's life with a girlfriend.
We chat, yeah.
We just chat about a lot of stuff. Hopefully there's a little content in there.
Right, because
if you want to
take our classes, you can go to theclutterflyeffect.com and get more formal information about us.
Yeah.
And I would recommend doing that. I would recommend signing up for our prosperity postcards. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, prosperity postcards. We come to your inbox, me and Julie, every day.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. And you hear our lovely voices for about a minute or two.
And sometimes longer. Today we were doing some, and we realized it was like 3 minutes long. And
oops.
Oops. But we were having so much fun.
I know.
We were talking about happiness. And you were saying, I always feel happy when I'm talking about happiness.
I do. When we have we do our week at a time for our prosperity postcards. And sometimes we'll choose happy, you know,
right.
Happiness as the topic. And as the you know, the days go on, I get happier and happier talking about happiness. It just works.
So when today we talk about the housewives of Orange County a little bit, do we feel a little nasty? That's what I feel, or a little dirty.
Yeah. You got to take a shower first.
I got to take a shower first, or afterwards, whatever. Yeah, it's getting a little long in the tooth, that show is. But
yeah,
I am probably the one
that I think could go away. I can
right.
say bye-bye, too.
And they just need some fresh blood, I guess. But the truth is, I no longer think of it being
a reality show.
Whatever. I don't think reality is no longer reality to me.
Right.
So I want to talk about that a little bit, and I want to say a few things and talk about my weekend, and I know you want to talk about your weekend as well. However, this show is going to be about a few other things, too, some content-driven stuff.
No way.
Yes.
We, as coaches, me as a psychotherapist, going to give content out there.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So I want to talk about this idea of the power of visualization. And the reason why I want to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of it all, because we had the big Powerball this week. It was like $450 million, right?
Mm.
And it's getting bigger and bigger these jackpots.
How much money did you spend on it, girlfriend?
I think $6.
And I think Dad and I spent probably similar.
And I'm angry about that because they've raised it to $2 a ticket. Because what you do is they ask you, do you want to power play that one?
Mm.
And I'm like, it'd be awful to win something and not have power played it or something like that. I'm not even sure how it works. But basically I get 3 tickets for $6. And you're like, oh, goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But one of the gentlemen that went, there was like 2 from New Jersey. Probably Teresa from the Housewives. I'm sure
from the Housewives of New Jersey.
Like, please let me win.
She could use it, let me tell you.
I know. Please, I don't want to go to jail. I need to pay back my bills. Please. So, and the other person was a gentleman from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Out here in our neck of the woods out there. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? I didn't understand one word you said.
Because I was speaking in Minnesotan.
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
You know how they talk.
I do.
Talk like this. A little bit like Sarah Palin. Or I don't really know, actually. I just know they have
more from that Norwegian area.
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
thank you.
And so he was talking about how for years he knew in his heart that he was going to win a lottery. He's been visualizing it. He's been telling everybody about it. He knows exactly what he's going to do with the money. And he goes, I've been talking to people about this for so long. I've been annoying people with it. They've been saying to me, you're not going to win. Stop playing so much money on the lottery. And I said, no, I'm going to win one of these days.
Mm.
And he won. And I'm like, dude, as I do. I haven't won either. And so
and so you wouldn't just tell him, yeah, you are annoying.
Yeah. Now you're really annoying.
Because he's going to come out and write a book on the power of visualization.
Yeah.
Subtitle, How to Win the Lottery.
Exactly.
The big Powerball one.
And he goes, I've been doing this for over I've been visualizing for over 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, 20 years, holy crap.
I have no idea how long he's been visualizing.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. He said a long time. I mean, it could be 20 years for all I know. I don't know the guy that well.
Okay, but you're just estimating at this point.
It could, let's round down, mm-hmm. or round up, 10 years.
All right.
I think that would be good.
He's been visualizing for 10 years.
I'm just saying.
And maybe he played $10 a week.
Yes.
Times 52.
Yes, so $500 a week, a year.
Times 10.
$5,000.
Mm-hmm. And the rate of interest or rate of return on that would be?
I don't know, 100%.
100 million.
Oh, yeah.
100 billion percent.
Quite a bit. I said it, I'm thinking it was a good gamble.
Yes.
Because he had to share it with three other people, and he probably took it all at one time and all that stuff. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. I know we're kind of jumping ahead and start talking about this guy because I found him fascinating.
Oh, we should talk about him. And I'm going to, since you did bring him up, that the fact that you think that he took it all at one time, I have. I'm a fan of America's Got Talent.
Oh yes, okay.
And they're going down to the winner of the $1 million very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
We're picking four a week now out of the 12 acts or whatever. So Julie watched it too with me, right?
Yes, I did.
And in tiny, tiny, small print, tell me what you read because I missed it.
In small print at the end, I said, the winners get $1 million given
right.
to you in a 30-year...
No, 40.
In a 40-year annuity.
Right.
Which means they get $25,000 a year for the next 40 years. There's your million.
You gotta sing your heart out to get on America's Got Talent.
I win. I get $25,000 in the next...
40 years.
40 years. And what if you die early, you know?
See, well, here's what I would do.
Okay.
What's that one... Okay, what's that one commercial? Dial 1-800. I want my money now.
Okay. Yes.
I would hire that guy
to get your money.
To get my money now instead of taking over 40 years.
Yes,
he would probably take half.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy what they take, and it all depends on how desperate you are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of competition now with those guys, so I think you get more than you used to get. When they first came into the place with people that give you money for your annuity,
yes.
they used to make tons of money. And then as you know, capitalism does work, you know, someone goes, hey, they're making lots of money doing that. I can do that too. And so what happens is now I think the competition is so, you know, there's a lot of people that says, I can give you money for your annuity.
Mm-hmm.
People can now get a better deal. I don't know what that deal is.
Yeah, so we'll give you, you know, $26,000 right away for
right.
When you win your $1 million on
yes.
America's Got Talent.
Like, hey, I'll give you $75,000 now, and you don't have to wait for your million
mm-hmm.
the next 40 years.
Mm. You know, somebody, like you said, some people would be desperate enough to take that.
I know. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I remember one story. This is off track a little bit. This guy he had worked for one of these places, and he said, I had a man call up. He won a small lottery and getting an annuity, and he needed to sell out right now because his son had just been arrested for murder, and he needed to hire a lawyer.
Whoa.
I'm like, well, that's pretty sad and desperate.
Yes.
But I guess you got, you know, luckily you won the lottery.
But you didn't win the Sun lottery.
That's right. You know what?
That's the problem.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Sometimes it's bad. You know, do we live in a state that if you win the lottery, it gets published? Or
unfortunately,
know?
Yes.
So
I
you really
like
can't hide.
Mm-mm.
See, that's what I would do if I won. I wouldn't tell a soul.
No. Hopefully
really
you'll
wouldn't.
Tell me. I don't
of
know.
Of course I'd tell you.
Wow. We have a plan.
Yes.
We have a plan, so... Yes. That and I still debate about taking it all at once because I've heard that people who take it all at once typically spend it all, no matter how big it is, within 5 years.
Oh, sure.
And so if you take it, you know, over 20 years, at least you know that you're going to get $1 million a year for the next 20 years.
You know, you see the ones that have their Rolls Royce up on blocks in their front yard.
That's not good.
That's what it feels like to me, you know.
Because what you're in alignment with, you're in alignment with winning, but you're not in alignment with keeping the money.
Right.
Or being abundant, because that money can grow.
See, I'd rather be abundant in blessings.
Yeah.
Than abundant in, you know, Rolls Royces.
There you go. I would, too. That's true. Because you know what? Every car you have needs an oil change. Every car you have needs new tires, need to be licensed.
I know, you know.
Crazy.
Dad and I were, we decided to take our MG, a 1960 MG. Is it an A or B? I'm not sure. But it's got the great lines. And we decided to take it out. It was a beautiful day. You know, it's only in the 70s, sunshiny. And we were out there 10, 15 minutes. I got the oldies on. I'm like grooving. And I got my big wide brim hat on. And he kills it.
Right. Okay, yeah.
And I go, okay, no problem. Let's just start it up again. And nope, wouldn't start. Luckily, we're still in the complex.
Right.
And so I called Julie on my cell phone.
Yeah, panicked.
Julie, come get us down. The car is dead. And bring tow rope and everything. But, you know, this is a car that we've had for since 1980-something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 20-something years old when we got it, but we've had it all this time. And we should treat it better than we do. You know, we bring it out, you know, 4 or 5 times a year, drive it around. And, you know, I think we probably only have had it serviced, I mean, really good, maybe twice or something like that. But, you know, speaking of cars, I'm just saying, girlfriend.
That we should service it because what you appreciate.
Right.
And so you want to appreciate your car more.
You know, I'm going to tell the story, though, about this car now that I think about it.
Okay.
I was going to visit a friend, and this was, you know, like I said, in the 80s, and she lived in this big apartment complex. So, you know, I'm tooling in and you know, parking, and I'm walking to her apartment, and I see this car. And I looked at it, and I had this immediate visceral reaction to it that I just said, this is going to be my car someday.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said. And, you know, not really given anything to it, but I just said, this is going to be my car someday. And so, you know, I went to my friend's apartment, and there was like a get-together, and one of our friends, you know, that was there, this was her car. And, you know, I said, oh, I, you know, love your car, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'm going to sell it. Do you want to buy it? I'm like, so this is how it happens. All right.
How funny.
Was so sweet and easy. And, you know, it's just one, it's like that's how downstream it was. And like that's how I like it, with that kind of stuff.
And
happens.
I also like, I mean, I really feel at those moments that there's something bigger going on,
yes.
A connection that's kind of fun with the universe.
Yes.
And you're not having to push it. You're not having to force your intention anywhere.
No.
It's just like, I know I'm going to own this car.
Yes.
And I remember driving by this one house near where we live, and I just love the way this house has curb appeal. It was a very small old house in a small town community, not very big. It had a pretty front porch. And I go, I love this house. I drive by it twice a week. And about three, and we put my energy on it, you know. And like 3 years later, Doug ends up buying that house just out of, you know, he happened to be looking for a house at that time, and it really was the most perfect house for him. And I thought, that's just wild.
Yeah.
And is it a coincidence? Are you tapping into the ethers and real, and you know, and unfortunately now I have to say, because he's a guy and he's kind of lived by himself there with teenage kids and then a, you know, college age kids. The house is not as cute as it once was. I think what I saw, it was in the selling energy.
Yes.
And then
yes.
It was in the live-in energy with a man just like, yeah, drive. Yes, park your car in the grass. Who cares?
Oh, it's too sad.
It's sad.
Oh,
it's
no.
sad. So I want to talk about the power of visualization because I want to talk about that guy with the lottery. Cause
sure.
I also want to talk about, though, we're going to talk about some steps on how to use visualization in your own life. And just a few, I want to say steps.
I think it works both ways, too. You know,
it does.
You can visualize, you know, crap.
Yeah.
You know, if you're fearful and all that stuff, and you go, you know, what do they call it? WCS, worst case scenario.
Yes.
You know, and you know how to plan for that and all that. But, you know, we're gonna talk about visualizing the right way.
Right. Even though we've been talking about it already, but we're gonna continue talking about it. Mm-hmm. But right now it's time for Not Zen Corner.
Not Zen Corner?
No.
What is it?
It's called Sign Spotting Corner.
What's it called?
Sign spotting corner.
Sign spotting. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
I wanted to add a little bit of comedy. Not
no.
doing it now.
Julie, is comedy your forte?
No.
Is it really?
That's why I'm bringing this book on board, to help me out here.
Okay.
This is like the funniest book I ever have bought in my entire life. And
yes.
Actually, I got it as a gift, and it has brought me joy and laughter day in and day out. And I want to share this with you lovelies out there.
So, you know what, girlfriend? You're a gem.
Oh, thank you. But it's by Doug Lansky, compiled by Doug Lansky. And he gets all these signs given to him
and
so
forth. I hope that, I'm going to put it out there, Doug, we'd love to have you on Life with a Girlfriend.
Exactly.
Please come on.
Sure, I love it.
We'll make a way for you, Doug Lansky.
Doug Lansky, I love it. Let's put it out. Let's visualize him coming on.
Yes, let's do it.
Power of visualization. Heck yeah. Okay, so here's one of the signs. Now you don't have to be visual. You can visualize a sign if you want. Okay, here it goes. I'm just going to read it as is. Lover boys, undertakers. Okay, we handle all corpses, including queen mothers, chefs. We also provide clothing and bedding.
Used clothing and bedding as well. I love that. That is in the book. You took my favorite one.
Can I tell you something that's even more hysterical?
What?
As I'm reading it, I've read this wrong every time I've read it.
What?
It doesn't say chefs.
What's it say?
Chiefs.
Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I read it chefs as well. It said, we handle all corpses, including queen mothers and chefs.
And
I'm like, okay. Well, I don't know what they got to get chefs.
Right.
And then in small print, we also sell used clothing and bed linens. And you're like, okay. Lover boys.
Exactly. All right, lover boys.
Lover boys, undertakers.
Exactly.
I like one of my favorites in that book.
Yeah.
It's a big sign, of course. And obviously, these are different countries, and I hope, than the United States.
Some of them aren't.
But one of them is, please do not spit in urinal. God forbid.
God forbid you spit in urinal. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
You know, one of the things that I did some research on a while back was urinals and urinal cakes.
Okay.
And
you did now. Was that your thesis for your master's?
No, it was for research for one of the little Kindle books I was writing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And one thing that we've upped our ante in urinal cakes.
This is what was
surprising to me is that we now have smart cakes. Smart urinal cakes. And if a guy pees on the urinal cake, it can detect his blood alcohol count. And if it's over the limit, you know, the urinal cake will basically, if he thinks that the guy's leaving or driving, will turn him in, will bust him.
Brilliant.
The urinal cake will call the cops on him.
Brilliant.
Yes.
We are, when I think that they cannot invent one more possible thing or improve on one more possible thing, they improve it.
Smart cakes.
Yes. Can I tell you something that blew my mind today?
Smart urinal cakes. So
smart
urinal cakes.
Pardon me? Not just smart cakes.
No, smart urinal cakes.
Smart urinal cakes, yes. Can I say one thing too? I saw a commercial that something very surprised me. It was about this new Galaxy smartphone.
Yes.
And I've seen the commercial before, but never connected with it. But supposedly, the idea is if you turn your head away from this, like if you're watching a video, and you turn your head away from the screen, it knows to stop playing automatically.
I would love that.
And then when you come back, it continues playing.
I love that.
We're getting too freaky.
See, that would be useful for me because I play Pogo.
Yes.
And if I go away, you know, I used to hear that, you know, that clock counting down. It's so annoying. I would love that. It would just stop and, you know. Although I do think that my computer does read my thoughts because I'll be thinking something and then literally like the next day there'll be an ad for it.
It does.
That's kind of freaky. Yeah. But I'm not kidding you on this one.
I know if I do a Google search or a Bing search or whatever, the next moment day I have ads for those things I've searched for. And it's like, oh,
yes.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah. So
it's
Big Brother. It's hell.
Yeah, it's the internet. We're all connected. We're all one in that ether, whatever.
So, Jill, I have one more. You have another sign spotting
one? No, go
one?
For it.
I have one more.
Okay.
Mine now has to do with the toiletries, I guess. I don't know. But this one is, please put nothing in toilet you can't eat.
I like this one, too. Please put nothing in toilet you can't eat.
Yeah.
Now,
that's sort of nauseous.
Because, I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
I don't either.
But can I say something about the origin of this sign or not yet?
Sure.
Well, because in small print, I realize that the location is on a boat in the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And so then I'm wondering, I guess when they flush, it just goes out into the ocean.
Okay.
So there's some more to it, but do they consider your waste
edible?
Edible by a fish.
Edible waste.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would think it
Please
would be.
Please put nothing in toilet you can't eat. So that would be two negatives. So basically that two negatives equal a positive. So it's please put in toilet what you eat. Isn't that true?
That's true.
Because it's two negatives.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Put something in the toilet that you can eat. Oh, I can figure out.
I'm purely nauseated right now. Because someone may take that truly literally.
Yeah.
And the little stewards that clean up after everybody off the boat will come into the toilet and like going, why is there a five-course meal in this toilet? Why? Why is there cake in the toilet? What do you say? I couldn't put anything in. I couldn't eat. I can eat cake. I can eat cake. I'm putting it in the toilet.
That's right.
I'm nauseated. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's a good time to take a 20-second break.
Yes.
And just mention the Clutterfly Effect book.
Yeah. Who wrote that, by the way?
Christine, Marie, and Julie.
And did it reach number one in Amazon?
Yes, it did, Mama.
Is it still in the top bestseller list in Amazon?
Somewhere it is. I know it is.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Is there a sort of a motivation to buy it this week?
Yes, because we are... If you buy our book, go to Amazon.com and purchase our book either on Kindle or the soft cover, I should say. And let us know about it. Send us your Amazon receipt, and we will send you the book on audio download for free.
The book on audio?
Yes.
And who did the voices?
Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Oh, my God.
So if you like our voices, as crazy as it may be, we did read our own book.
And we wrote it too, Julie.
Yes. I was more your assistant.
Aw. That's so sweet of you.
I'm giving you props.
But you're really not my assistant. I consider you my muse.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
You are my muse. You are my sunshine.
So go to clutterflyeffect.com also to sign up for our prosperity postcards as well as signing up, coming up soon in the, thank God we'll find out. We're going to be having the Clutterfly Effect Saturday. And we're also going to be doing our Amp It Up.
Right.
Sign up and get notification on that as well.
And also, if you feel like talking to us, if you have a question, some people just like to chat, Talk to us at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
We love that idea.
Yes.
So going back to the lottery.
And if you're
an
author and you want to
Oh, sure.
Come on the show. Give us an email. Talk to us at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
They're going to go, oh, these girls are crazy. They're crazy.
Yes.
Because you know what? Life should be happy, joyful, and we can absorb information and process it in fun ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a certified teacher.
And
I want to be
kind of crazy.
Yeah, we are. And we have our own unique timing, so we're pretty special. We go like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we fly.
That's how we roll.
Exactly. So I was listening to Tony Robbins, and he was talking about figuring out exactly what you want and then visualizing it and know and expect it and be like all secure and just know it and pretend as if. That's the key here, pretend as if. And this woman he was talking about decided that she wanted to make $100,000 in 6 weeks. And she had never made over 25 grand a year before this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, okay. And he goes, you know, usually I like to have people have realistic goals. And initially I didn't think that was very realistic, but hey, I didn't know. Maybe she was connecting with something bigger than us and so forth, so let her do it. And literally within 6 weeks, she won the lottery for exactly $100,000.
Okay.
Another lottery story.
Mm.
Yes. And, you know, it's so funny because I'm listening to Tony Robbins on my CD or on my iPhone or whatever, something, my MP3 player, whatever.
Whatever device it is, girlfriend.
My brain. I have it connected right to my brain. Ah. And,
you have a chip right in your brain.
You know, and so I remember going, oh, great, a lottery story. Because I feel this way, but I've kind of released that feeling a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that I was lucky enough to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel every time I hear somebody winning the lottery, they thought so positively about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, did I just give up too soon? You know, did I stop visualizing too soon?
Mm-hmm. That really is a good question because I don't know why, but I never think I'm going to win. So when someone says, hey, you're going to play the lottery, let's play the lottery, my first thought was, how much am I willing to lose? Because I never assume.
Yeah.
That I'm going to win the lottery.
And I really do think that you should no longer play.
Well, I don't know because I have had luck.
Yeah, you are a lucky girl.
I have had some luck, but I just don't, you know.
Right.
I don't make that assumption that I'm going to.
Right.
You know, I remember one time, though, pulling up to the, we get ours at the BP,
mm-hmm.
and they always had the big, you know, signs on the front of the window. And right before we pulled up, I said, you know, I guess I'll play if I see the numbers 6, you know, in the how much you're going to win.
Right.
And we pull up and there's like 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6,
I have those tricks too. Like if I hear this one song by Train, Drops of Jupiter in
mm-hmm.
Your Hair, woohoo,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that song.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm playing the lottery tonight. I don't know why. It's just kind of fun to think that way. And so when I hear him going, I'm playing the lottery tonight, and I have yet to win on those. Now, I have won some money here
mm-hmm.
and there. I'm talking the big stuff.
Okay, you just gave me, okay.
Okay, tell me.
You just gave me an idea.
Tell me.
What if we created a lottery song? Like, I feel like I'm going to win the lottery tonight.
Okay.
And if you hear it, you should play.
Yes. Definitely.
Am I not good? Is that not
you're,
a good idea?
You're doing great. Maybe next week, if you listen to the radio show, we may have that song playing.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I won the
lottery.
I feel like I won the lottery.
More to come about that next week. Stay tuned.
All right.
So anyway, back at Tony Robbins. So anyway, he has this story about this woman who won the lottery, right? It's $100,000, and it has like spread like wildfire through his groups and his master coaching people and all that stuff. And so this one couple goes, great, we're going to go, why do $100,000? That's crazy. We're going to do $1,000,000. And he's like, I don't tell you this story so you think you can win the lottery. I tell you the story so you know the power of visualization and believing it to be true and acting as if. He goes, well, no, we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to up it to $1,000,000. And they're like, okay, we're going to give ourselves 30 days. He goes, great. Okay, I try it. Do what you got to do, man. Try it. And so they went back and they started telling all their friends, oh, yeah, we won the lottery. Oh, yeah, we won the lottery. We won the lottery. They had not yet won the lottery, of course, but they were starting to act as if.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they bought things or just imagined they bought things, but they did, excuse me, spread the word that they were winning the lottery or that they had won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, as this story goes, within that 30 days, that last day, they won $1 million.
All righty.
And
so the story goes.
So the story goes.
Yeah.
And this is all to, I don't know, visualize winning the lottery so that you
no,
can be.
Yeah, but Jill, there's also this acting as if thing is kind of crazy because if I take my 1960 MG and I take it to, you know, Bert the mechanic, and I want him to fix it, and this car is worth, you know, it's a classic.
Right.
I don't want him to be acting as if he's a mechanic. I don't want someone that's just on that frequency, on that trajectory that they're acting as if.
So
I wanna, you know, hard nosed, butt cracking, you know, dirty handed, wrench wielding mechanic.
Exactly.
I don't want one that's acting as if he's a mechanic.
So are you trying to tell me then when a person on a commercial goes, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Yes.
I act as if I am one
right.
on TV. Mm-hmm. That's not good enough for you.
Don't go to him for surgery.
Do not go. Okay.
Not even
you.
For a second opinion.
Not even. Okay. Come to, if you want a second opinion, I'll give you a second opinion. And you're ugly too, but I'm
yes.
not. What is that? Isn't that old joke?
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on again. We're gonna have to do Comedy Corner with you soon.
I'm happy. Today this week we've been focusing on being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how fun is that? It made me happy. Now I just want to share with our audience because right now, literally at my back door, I have a big buck, I have a doe, and a fawn.
Yes. They were just here out front.
Were they?
Yes.
Oh, they're making the rounds.
They were just here having a drink at the bird bath.
Awesome.
I guess they went out back, too. Pardon me?
I love because the little fawns have the little white dots.
Little spots on them.
Yeah.
I know. He's so cute.
Exactly. Uh-oh, one's running. Something spooked him.
Uh-oh.
But we'll see.
They must have known we were talking about him.
But here's the things that we don't hear about the stories of visualization. We don't hear about the person on their deathbed saying, I have visualized going to Spain my entire life, and I never got to go, you know?
And I've never been to Spain.
We never hear those stories.
But I really like to get there. Go ahead.
You know? Yeah. Do we hear about those stories?
No, girlfriend, we don't.
No, I know.
We don't hear about, you know, the regrets. I've had a few.
I wasted all this time visualizing, and it never came to me. Like, did you buy the ticket? You kind of had to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was trying to win the lottery to get the ticket.
Yeah, and I visualized winning the lottery, and it never came to me. And so.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, I have to say that's kind of, you kind of, you know, threw me for a loop on that one because, you know, being of Italian descent, I have visions, you know, dreams of going to Italy.
Right.
Or as I call it, Eat-ally. Because that's what I intend to do when I get there.
You have a food crawl
all
through Italy.
Food crawl, baby. Pasta crawl.
Exactly.
But, you know, and so I see myself, you know, and like on a second or third story window just sitting there with my, you know, a pen and a notebook just writing and
mm-hmm.
looking down and having an espresso or going to the market. I mean, I visualize that. I know you have visualized. What's the one?
Capri
with
mm-hmm.
the lemons and everything.
Right. And now that I've seen Mykonos through the Kardashians, I want to go there as well.
Yes.
In Greece.
Yes.
That looks pretty wild.
Yes.
And so here's where I've come to the conclusion
mm-hmm.
with visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being fun with this or being light with this because we want to also take it seriously because there is that BS effect to it all
mm-hmm.
because no one ever tells you the people who've been visualizing their whole life and things never come true.
Mm-hmm.
because I did hear one time, and I'll explain that in a second, but
what?
I did hear one gentleman talk about this,
Okay.
And I'll tell you that in a second. He was kind of cool. But anyway, you know, to me, you visualize because it makes you feel good. You know, when you're visualizing about winning the lottery and you're seeing yourself spending money, you feel abundant. You feel kind of happy. And you're connecting with that energy. And then, therefore, you're attracting those kind of good thoughts to you and good feelings to you. And it certainly isn't a waste of time because the main thing is I want you to feel happy.
Yeah. I always love the people who, when they tell me that they want to win the lottery, you know, and the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give to charity.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
I've got this, you know, I've got the fund all set. I know where it's going to go. I'm like, give first. Start giving.
Well,
your
I always say
now.
That now. I always say when I have a client say that, I'm like, well, okay, good. That's what you want to do. Let's put that into play now.
Exactly.
Start giving now.
Yes.
I also want to invest. Great. Start investing now.
Yes.
Because we don't want to wait for the big payoff. It may never come, but we act as if it's coming.
Right.
We act as if it's coming. And
but if you really want to give to your charity, give to your charity.
Right.
They, you know, we do our food pantry every
mm-hmm.
week. You know, we're not waiting till we win the lottery to give them peanut butter and
no.
stuff that they need there.
No. Or their toilet paper or their crackers.
Yes.
You know, whatever they need, I go, they get.
And the same thing with our animal shelter.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can do it locally. You can do it on a small scale.
Yes. Well,
you don't have to send, you know, set up a big fund and, you know, where you get 10% of it all to run it, you know.
Exactly. Well, you really hit the nail on the head there.
I'm a little cynical tonight.
Well, because I always get so, this came to me because I would have fantasies about owning my own or funding my own charity and being the head of it. No, isn't that so cool?
Mm-hmm.
Really, Julie, just start giving now to good, reputable places that know how to spend the money.
Right.
And they can do it efficiently. And when I thought that, going, oh, my gosh. And I started giving more.
Right.
Because it wasn't like I needed to wait to so that I can have my ego stroked.
Like our little food pantry is run really efficiently. Every time we go there, there's this, like, she's probably 80 years old. She's always
yes.
there. And smile on her face, obviously a volunteer.
Right.
And, you know, literally runs this place.
Right. And there are so many places locally that you can help that really helps your local economy, our local people. And I love food pantry because the truth is our food pantry is used by so many people who are just in, need a little help in the interim until things get back going.
Like our town is about 18,000 people. And when we, last time we went there, she said that over like 6,000 to 7,000 people have used it already.
This year,
yes.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's, like, repeated. Some people are repeated, I guess. But, I mean, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, but still, I think those numbers are huge.
They are huge.
Yeah.
They are huge. And so, you know, I choose to give when I as much as I can weekly because I believe in that.
That's right.
Because it also makes me feel abundant. I trust
yes.
that things will expand.
You know, it's not part of tithing. I consider that separate, but it's part of seeding.
Right.
You know, seed money, and you sow a seed to get a harvest.
Right.
If you and that just I can't explain why that works, but it does.
Exactly.
Like say for example, you know, Norm's in the process of selling his one of his older motorcycles. So whatever we sell it for, we're going to take a certain amount of money from that and seed it.
Right.
You know, not, and because if we just use that money, all of it, that's the harvest right there.
Right.
But if you take some money and you seed it, and I have certain, I have certain charities that I like to do that with. You know, not only do I feel good, but I can't say, oh, it'll come back in this way, but it does come back.
Yes.
And it comes back sometimes 100-fold.
Right.
Which is crazy
yeah.
odd. It's better than
the lottery.
Warren Buffett. Yeah, or the lottery or something like that.
Much better than the lottery.
So I'm a maniac around seeding and tithing, which I never planned to talk about tonight, but
I love
it.
Well, Cool. And before we move on to a different topic, I want to talk about this one gentleman, but I want to do a little break right now because I want to go do. Sign spotting corner. You got one, girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Okay. This sign is from a sign in California. So it's a United States of America
USA.
Sign.
Yes. USA.
We specialize in Mercedes, BMW,
mm-hmm.
and foreign cars. Awesome. Yeah. I like this one, too. It says, please do not catch the crabs. I don't want to catch them. I don't want to catch
Leave
crabs.
Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Or I don't want to have to catch the crabs and go to the doctor. That's not good.
No.
Do you have any girlfriends?
No, I can't remember. There was one, though, it was a picture, and it said surgery center. And then right underneath the sign, there was a bicycle rack, and the sign for the bicycle said, please remove bicycles, or remove bicycles here.
Yeah.
It was like, so it was kind of funny because it was like, you know, come here to have your bicycle removed.
That's right.
And that's painful. But I'm done.
Well, I have one more too.
I remember like there was this one joke where people would be, when you died, you'd be buried face down, but have your like butt sticking in the air, and they'd use that butt crack for bicycle.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
It's like an old joke. It was like when you had if you died, you'd be buried face down.
Yeah.
But they just leave your rump out.
Okay.
And they would use the crack of your butt to park bikes.
Oh, how funny. Okay, I get it right now.
Hello.
I didn't understand what you're talking about.
Totally. That's my joke.
No, I didn't get it. I'm sorry. I never. So basically you meant that your butt is above the ground.
What was I saying?
No, I'm just visualizing it,
yeah.
Girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah, it would be like you'd be face down the ground, except your rump would be sticking up.
Yeah.
Out of the ground.
Out of the cap.
And then the crack in your butt would be used.
That's a very, very interesting thought.
Get the visual?
Yeah, I'm visualizing it now. Here's our last sign. I want to share this one. I think this is hysterical. It's called Family Planning Advice. It's a family planning center.
Mm-hmm.
Family Planning Advice,
Use rear entrance.
That's so funny. I love that.
There was one more. You're going to have to help me with this one. It was like a picture of a rock, and it was painted red. And the sign above it says, don't even bother. don't even bother stopping.
Right. It was a lookout kind of like visitor, like a tourist stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it just said, don't even bother. don't even bother this red rock. It's nothing. That's hysterical.
I know. That was kind of like, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, it says, okay, you know, in case you were thinking, it says, big sign, don't bother. It's, you know, very funny. I love it. That's great.
There was also one. It was like a guy was bending over and putting trash in a trash can.
Right.
And it had a big, you know, circle around it with an X through it. Like, don't bend over to put trash in the trash can, because there was a guy with a mask coming in from behind him with a great big erection. Right. I'm not kidding, right?
Well, there's one here. It has I don't know what it's from Thailand, and there's a guy putting trash in a trash can, and a guy behind him, though, that has a gun to his head.
Oh, he didn't have an erection.
Well, I don't know. It's a different one. I don't know where their erection is going, Thailand. I'm guessing. So, it could be the wrong place. I don't know. But so the idea is, I don't know if, you know, you're supposed to put trash in the trash can,
yeah,
or they're going to kill you, or if you put trash in the trash can, they're going to kill you. Either way, that's pretty aggressive.
That's pretty, yeah. That's not, you know, and plus underneath that, we love tourists.
Yeah,
yeah,
please
right.
Come. We love your dollars. Please come. That's hysterical. Okay. So, yes, and do. That is the end of our sign spotting section for this day. Yay! How fun. And so I wanted just to bring up again, because at this point I'm also going to recommend you take a look at our Clutterfly Effect book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. It's, you know what, it's, I love our book so much because it's divided into three sections, quick, easy read. But what I like about it is that in the third section, we have all these questions that we've gotten from all our lovelies, and we just answer them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way to just kind of go, oh, yeah, I've had this thought. I've had this question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new idea of thinking about it.
What's most personal is also universal.
Exactly.
What's most universal is also personal. Also, I had a lady, a lovely, inform me this week that we are on Goodreads.com.
Yes.
That they have chosen us to be a...
I don't know how that works, though. I don't know if it's chosen or not, so I don't know how that works, but I know that we didn't do it.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of fun to see our book in different areas that we don't know how it got there. And I think that's kind of the cool thing about the Internet.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
So anyway, back to visualizing. And I'm going in the last 5 minutes, I'm going to talk about the housewives.
All right.
But I was listening to this one gentleman on NPR, and he was a reporter. And he said he had been meditating for 30-plus years. And he was transcendental meditation, and he was a follower of a lot of big gurus and yogis. And he said, I'm still meditating. I do love to meditate. But I've never reached that place they all promised me, which was that enlightened state, and are able to fly even. He thought he could fly eventually because that's what they kind of promised him,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes, it never happened. Everything they promised me that I could do with meditation never came true.
Except that he's been doing it for 30 years. Huh?
And he goes, what I like meditation for is that it relaxes me.
Yes.
It calms my mind.
Yes.
It makes me feel good.
Exactly.
And that's really the truth. That's the truth.
That's why you
That's the truth
meditate.
That you can hold your hat on.
Yeah.
Is that a saying?
No, I don't really know what you mean by that.
I don't let's just start that, right?
For meditation?
No, like that's a truth you can hold your hat on.
Okay, gotcha.
You can
hang your hat on that.
Yeah, you can hang your hat on that. That's a good mm-hmm. tall hard truth. Then go ahead and hang your hat on that. Truth. Is that a saying?
Yes.
Oh, it is? Good.
Well, I mean, you can hang your hat on it. That's
uh-huh.
what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Okay, so here's some ideas about visualization. First you start off by, in a meditative state, you just sit, relax, or lay down just for 5 to 20 minutes in the morning, and just focus on your future self. Now, you could just focus on your events that are coming up that day and kind of see them the way that you want them to go. That's an easy way to start the process of visualizing or focus on a goal that you want to accomplish. And here's the thing that I like about visualizing, because you can do a little self-hypnosis with visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're working on quitting smoking, as an example. And you know that you always smoke when you go out with your friends. It's social. It's fun. And a way to use visualization with that is that you would loop it. You would see the scenario of you smoking with your friends and then see it happening without it. Somebody goes, hey, you want a cigarette? You know what? No, I'm cool. I'm good. I don't need one right now. Great. Okay, no problem. And then loop it over and over again so that you maybe see that same scene over and over, maybe 10, 15
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm.
May take only a minute.
You see the guys in the band singing, I just want to
yes.
celebrate
yeah.
another day of
living. Woo!
You know what I do when
yeah.
I visualize? This is just unique to me, I think, because...
Oh, you're always unique.
I know I am, but I especially if I've got something coming up and
mm-hmm.
it may be a difficult or maybe a little anxiety-producing... Or whatever, I like to see, I like to visualize myself after it, like, going away, going for a road trip.
I love that.
Ordering something, fun that I, It's sort of like I see the reward for doing the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And it takes me past that, you know,
mm-hmm.
timeline first of
right.
all. And it makes it fun, and you know, I don't know. That's just I'm just giving my little tip.
But seeing it actually past the event of completion, knowing that it has been completed,
right.
is very powerful. And then doing it more than once, continuous, you know, in the morning, keep doing it. It does program the brain to accept that reality, to have the belief systems to have that come true. It takes time, though.
Yes.
I mean, it takes time to do that. And a lot of times, too, I use meditation for answering questions or visualizing for answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
I get in that state, I'm visualizing myself, even talking to my future self. And I may say, okay, ask a question. How do I expand in this area? Or how did this come to pass?
Mm-hmm.
And see what insights come to me and
yes.
so forth.
And I think, too, that the more you do that,
yes.
Julie, when you hear an answer that has more gravitas or it has
mm-hmm.
a little bit of
yeah.
energy to it, you know that's from spirit. You know
right.
that... You know, your higher self or God who is speaking to you then.
Yes. Now, after saying all these things, Mom, are you going to start visualizing winning the lottery?
you want me to, don't you?
No, I want you to.
You know,
I'd
rather visualize me having like
a great life, awesome.
You know, $1 million book. I like stuff that I earned.
Right.
I just do.
Yes.
I don't feel like I've earned the lottery, but I mean I would like to visualize it, but I like to see myself having earned something. Like, remember we interviewed Bob Hui?
Yes.
A couple months ago. He's this speaker, and you know, we talked about having these like seaside seminars
mm-hmm.
or seminars on the sea.
Right.
And like whenever I see that commercial for those European river
mm-hmm.
cruises,
mm-hmm.
I see us with our, you know, a group.
Right.
And having like Bob come and we're having,
right.
you know, some talks and some fun stuff. Like that gives me jazz.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, winning the lottery, yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah, it'd be
yeah,
cool. But
like
I like to see the, I don't know. I like to see the jazz, baby. The jazz.
I love it. Well, you know what? I'm there for that. I say however it comes to you, it comes to you.
Absolutely.
And I know that you're in alignment with it, so that's very cool. So anyway, before we end the show tonight, let's talk a little bit about the Housewives of California or Orange County real quick. Can
sure,
I?
Sure.
We only have about 4 minutes left for
that's all we have
yes.
left for the Housewives of
I
Orange
know.
County. Well, that's all they deserve.
Exactly. There you go.
I don't know. They're the ones that could go. Andy Cohen, get rid of the Orange County ones.
There you go. I do like my Andy though. I love him.
I do
he's
too.
Funny. He's funny in a sweet, just comfortable way.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
You know, we're from the same geographical area. He's from St. Louis. You know, and he can come to Dixon anytime he wants to and have dinner
there
with
you
us.
Go. I love it. He's got an open invitation.
You bet.
Anyway, so here it is. In the last episode before the reunion show, Vicky, if you know the Housewives, if you don't, just hang on, everyone. Vicky's having her end of the year winter party, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter Brianna just had a baby and just got married to a gentleman named Josh, and he's from I think he's a Marine or he's in the Army, I don't know which one. And he's been over to Afghanistan and Iraq, I believe, 3 or 4 times, and he's going back again. And so something happens at this party where someone sets him off, and one of the housewives' mother is there, and she's got her feet on a sofa, relaxing,
right.
chilling.
Right.
And he sees this, and it totally makes him angry, like, you're disrespecting this house. How dare you?
He just totally freaks out.
He has a meltdown, really.
He has a meltdown.
And is angry as can be. And nobody's really talking about, you know, everybody's going, he's knocked this stuff off. He can't be doing this stuff. And I don't know why he's so angry and all this stuff. And Brianna, his wife, is, you know, saying, you know, he doesn't think the same way we do. He really is into respect and all this stuff, and he's taking care of your house, Mom, and you know, you're over-exaggerating what's going on. And I'm just like, give a guy a break, first of all, because I feel like it was totally an outrageous reaction he had.
Mm-hmm.
Totally outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have a cousin who, you know, passed away but had been in the service. And, you know, after coming back from fighting several times over, I'm thinking that their reactions to things are going to be affected.
Yes, they're heightened.
Yes, and so I'm thinking that nobody's saying the fact that
especially
this guy
there's
has
alcohol involved, and he was drinking.
Yeah,
on this show.
I'm thinking somebody needs him to get him help, and he might have a little bit, I would suggest, of something else going on, and that post-traumatic stress syndrome, I think, would be, I don't know what kind of level he has, but I would think that would be the obvious
mm-hmm.
thing to say, like,
mm-hmm.
hey, this guy's been fighting
mm-hmm.
for our country over there. In crazy land.
Yeah. But you know, that would not have made it about the housewife.
No.
It would have to have been, you know, they could have actually used it as an sort of an educational moment.
No.
Because a lot of people probably have this touch their lives.
Right.
And when, I mean, like you said, your cousin, you know, died. And so I think they missed a teachable moment. But then again, it's all about the housewives. It's never
right.
about anybody else.
Right, and so I never, so it always feels a little bit like, really, that's where you guys are pulling this out? You're going to the fact that he's just a big jerk and a big bully?
Mm-hmm.
That, because none of us can think beyond our nose,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
So it was just a little bit, I guess, telling
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And
well, I'm glad that you brought that up, girlfriend.
Okay, and then I also want to bring up one more thing about a different reality show that I think is totally fake now, and that's Long Island Medium.
Long Island Medium?
Yes. I saw an episode where she lost her dogs. Her dogs. They ran out of the house because of construction workers. Who knows? But I felt the whole thing was staged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was true or not,
mm-hmm.
but none of them felt like they were really worried
like if
about
we,
the dogs.
You don't, we know what it's like to lose a dog.
Yeah.
And you... It's yeah you're not capable of putting two words
unless
together
everybody is on marijuana now because it's legal in 32 states or something like that. I don't know.
That's your okay. Then I have one more show than before that we end up. And
yes.
I think that's Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
I don't get it. It is amazing that it's so freaking popular. I don't get it,
Mom. It's not just popular. It is a culture. It's a wave of influence. Whatever store you go to, they got Duck Dynasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen one episode. I haven't seen 5 minutes of the show.
I saw a girl come out in a Duck Dynasty shirt the other day, and she had tattoos on her body, and she turned around, and she had writing on her neck, a tattoo writing.
Awesome.
And it said redneck. And I'm like, that is a culture. I mean, you're like, I'm wearing Duck Dynasty.
You
know I'm tattooed with redneck on my neck.
Give that girl a star.
I don't know where
that
you go for that.
That is a commitment.
That's right. That's right.
I would have gone more sarcastic with it. I just would have painted my neck red. You know what I'm saying?
with red ink.
Yeah, like, heh, get it, redneck. Ah, funny. Gotta think about it.
Okay, Duck Dynasty. You come on Life with a Girlfriend and defend yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
So we want to say thank you, everyone, for being part of Life with a Girlfriend today. I know we've been all over the map today talking about visualization,
and the lottery.
And
I feel like I won the lottery.
Oh, here's our song. Join us on theclutterflyeffect.com. We'll see you there. Everybody needs